Hello, my little piggies. Welcome back to I Am a Bit of an Expert, the Peppa Pig podcast. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and joining me as always, the other half of the show, live from Adelaide, it's Matt Frost. How you going, mate?
No, it's my day off, mate.
No? You're not it's live? You're on delay?
No, it's my day off today, so yeah.
Very relaxed. Does that mean we can't continue with the show because you have to go back tomorrow when you're back on the books?
It's Miss Rabbit's day off.
Sorry, I didn't even click. Sorry. And I just watched these episodes.
I don't even know why I bother writing all these gags.
This is why we shouldn't do all our pre-production meetings on air, but here we go. Yes, it is Miss Rabbit's day off. Sorry. I can completely space on that, but anyway, here we are. Look, before we go any further, we're living in a blessed time of Peppa Pig right now. I think it has to be said. Are you getting that feeling? Like it's
so good that like my wife was Karina was walking past and she goes, "Oh, couple of crackers," because I watched them one after another with Beanie tonight. And she was going, "Oh, good ones." So,
yeah. It would be like I'm getting to a point now where I will have a profound sense of disappointment if we take a backward step now. Like I kind of feel like we're so far like on a summit here where the quality has jumped up so much that I don't know. I think the prospect of going back would just be so upsetting.
We've had high spikes before.
Oh, absolutely.
But this has been we've been at this altitude for a while.
I feel like I want to watch the documentary, the behind the scenes of what was going on, you know, at the Peppa Pod Studios at this point, where all of a sudden things have jumped. I don't know whether there was some kind of like hostile board takeover or new blood in the room or they got Alistair Clarkson to take over the writing and stuff like that or...
Or maybe it was like when the Beatles got introduced to weed and LSD or...
It's just like that. They just started... The Pepper Writers just started hanging out with Bob Dylan and it's just, you know, it's just... Yeah. It's...
I went to India to...
transcendental meditation camp for the Pepper Writers.
Because, you know, when the Beatles went from "I Want to Hold Your Hand" to like, you know, "Strawberry Fields Forever," I feel like, you know, we've gone from hide and seek to, you know... Mrs. Rabbit's day off. It's just, you know, it's...
Yeah, the writer's just saying, you know, we went to India for 3 weeks and, you know, we ate nothing but curries and we came back and we'd written Grampy Rabbit's Boatyard, Shake, Rattle and Bang, Champion Daddy Pig, all classics. You know, it's the Peppa Pig anthology. I want to see the...
Geez, I hope we don't get to the Phil Spector years then.
I have a feeling we might get to the end where it's just, you know, it gets so bloated and up its own, you know. But we're not there yet. we'll know where that happens. But we're certainly in the we're in the revolver period right here, or you're hitting the Renaissance period, the purple patch.
Yeah, for sure.
So as you alluded to, and I completely didn't get the connection, we're on Miss Rabbit's day off. Here today, I don't want to go into too deep because I want to go into it, you know, as we go through it. But what goes down in Miss Rabbit's day off, mate?
So the beauty and the of this isn't in the complexity of the story. So it's basically the show opens where how many of the kids? Susie Sheep's there. So Pepper and George are over at Mr. and Mummy and Daddy Rabbit's house with Richard and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And Susie's there as well. Susie Sheep's there. And Miss Rabbit stops around to say hello, but only for a minute because she's off to work. But she has an accident and rolls her ankle. And yeah. Her twin sister needs to stub in for her for the day.
So this is, I feel like this is Peppa Pig. I mean, I know we do these chronologically, I think. Like I go off the order that I've got the copies and they're all numbered and I feel like this is the as close to release order as possible and whatever.
Established canon.
Yeah, as far as they do it. I mean, this is Peppa Pig's Skynet moment where it becomes self-aware. Like it feels like there are hints that go through, and I think we're leading to it. But this is the first time where they openly acknowledge that they're, that there's two rabbit, adult rabbit women characters who look and sound exactly the same. And why is one all of a sudden doing all these jobs, and why is one a mummy who is the mother of some characters, and is it the same character, and all that kind of stuff? Like, it's the first time that they've actually just gone, we're going to explain this. We're aware of that we've written, almost written ourselves in a corner, and that questions are coming up. The show's almost gotten popular enough, or whatever it is, that we need to address this, or at least we're going to do it because we think it's funny and we can have fun with it.
Yeah, and it also feels like this whole episode is written specifically to the parents of, like, to parents watching.
Yeah, or podcasters. You know, if we'd started this podcast, if we had been, you know, like, say, the Bluey ladies, and, you know, started the podcast pretty much from the jump, and are eagerly anticipating episodes as they come out, probably, you know, like most TV episode podcasts, as they do them, as they come out, you know, the new episode drops. I think, you know, if we'd stuck with it all this time and we'd gotten to this point and we didn't know what was coming, we would literally be tearing our hair out about Miss Rabbit probably for the last 3 years of the podcast, about what does this mean? This makes no sense. What is going on? And this one would have been for us. It would have been for the Trainspotters.
It would, yeah, for sure. But it's, so it is for the anoraks who watch it like that, but it's also for like all the underlying themes are addressed at parents, like, yeah, because the kids ask Mummy Rabbit, like, why don't you have a job? And she goes, well, I do have a job.
Yeah,
it's looking after the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are shown absolutely trashing the place, and it's like clearly saying, like, being a stay-at-home parent is
bloody hard work.
Job.
Yeah,
and it's a really hard work. And it's, but it's also saying, like, you know, that as we go through and all the other parents try to cover for Miss Rabbit, like, you know, all those seemingly menial fun jobs that she has, they're also hard too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, it's and it's so much like an appreciation of, like, you know, parents and stuff like that, and, you know, helping out and pitching in and appreciating what other people are going through. It's really quite a, you know.
Well, even I know Miss Rabbit dabbles, you know, in more extravagant stuff later on, but she is definitely at this point working class. You know, she's doing a supermarket job, a bus job, and an ice cream job. So, you know, jobs that people might consider that they look down on, that they're not very skilled or whatever like that, and also showing that they are actually, you know, difficult jobs to do. Yeah. You've got to deal with a lot of crap. But, I mean, they absolutely lean into this, because Miss Rabbit turns up. She's wearing the exact same coloured dress as Mummy Rabbit as well. And obviously it's the same actor who's doing the voice, and she's essentially talking to herself. And, you know, she comes in, she says, you know, I've got to go and work at the ice cream store. I've got to go work at the supermarket, and I'm going to go drive the bus. And like you said, she takes a tumble, hurts the ankle, and Mummy Rabbit graciously decides that she can go and take over the job starting at the supermarket. Where she rocks up at the supermarket and there's already a queue of about 10 people waiting.
Yeah, yeah. And they've all got, like, you know, again, it's such a good episode because, and it is, it just so adult focused, because straight away all the customers start asking all the nonsense, banal questions that, like, somebody in that job has to deal with all the time. That's just a pain in the rear.
And they actually even acknowledge, because I think Molly, the mole mother, or maybe, no, it's the mummy dog. She literally is just like, aren't you the same person? Aren't you and Miss Rabbit? Like, she doesn't even realize that it's a different person. And I do love, there's an amazing moment where she says, oh, you know, no, I'm you know, I'm Mummy Rabbit. I'm just filling in. And Freddie Fox's dad, Mr. Fox, the first thing he does is go, oh, how much is this, like, tin of jam? Like, he's basically going, can I pull a Swiftie over this clueless lady and get this at a cheaper price. I know damn well how much this jam costs.
Yeah. Yeah, and somebody asks her, like, you know, have you done this before? And she's like, well, no. Like, yeah, so she's absolutely inundated. We flash back at some stage to the rabbit warren, and there's, you know, Susie's got her nurse's outfit on and is fussing all over, and Miss Rabbit's not having the easiest time of it. You know, you know, she's dealing with a heap of screaming kids as well.
And dealing with an injury as well.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so it's then that they sort of work out that, you know, no one person can do what Miss Rabbit does in a day.
No. And the funny thing is that she's got three jobs going on, but her shifts seem to overlap as well. But it's not like, because Mummy Rabbit's stuck at the supermarket going, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it to the next job, as if somehow she cleared that queue of people. Yeah, if she cleared that group of people, she could just leave and then nobody else would come into the supermarket. But then we get to this. This is my favorite. This is going to be one of my most favorite shots in Peppa Pig. I think that Peppa is on the phone, basically calling the other jobs to make sure that someone can cover. And she calls the ice cream cart where that Miss Rabbit works, and the phone rings, and there's just a shot of an empty ice cream cart and Daddy Pig just standing there waiting for something to happen. Like, he's just looking like a man who's going, I'll wait as long as it takes for ice cream to appear. Like, he can clearly see that there's nobody there, but he's just standing there just looking at it, kind of going, well, if I wait here long enough, I'm sure eventually some ice cream will materialize.
I know, it's so good. And then he sort of answers, like, you know, Miss Rabbit's ice cream cart, like Daddy Pig speaking, and Peppa just tears him a new one. Like,
yeah, like, what are you doing at the ice cream cart?
What are you doing at the ice cream cart?
He's got his soccer shirt on too. He's like, well, I was going to the gym, and then
I was on the gym.
And then I thought I should get some ice cream.
This is a seriously good episode.
It's fantastic. It's just got, even though it's a little bit of Daddy Pig, it's very good. And, you know, he gets chewed out and then gets told that he's going to have to run the ice cream cart. And then inexplicably the ice cream's all melting, of course, and he's just offering, was it ice cream?
Well, takes him out because he's looking for cherry and he can't find it. So he takes him out and puts him on the ground.
Mm.
And so they start melting in the sun. And then who is it? Is it? I can't remember who it is. But
Pedro's dad, I think.
Mr. Pony, Daddy Pony. So he gives him some strawberry ice cream. He says, "Would you like some ice cream soup?" Because it's just liquid.
It's so good.
It is very good.
It.
And then we get to Mr. Ball, who has to do her bus run.
Yeah, and he's just sort of, you know, going about his day, and
tow truck, yeah.
Yeah, and then gets the call, and hang on, I'm just trying to find the spot of the, and essentially just like, oh, okay, no problem, I'll just leave my tow truck here and I'll go jump in the bus. And again, it's another thing where the bus is just sitting there and everybody's just in the bus waiting for something to happen.
Just in the bus, yeah. It reminds me, like, were you ever, like, driving around in London? I remember driving around in London and the guy's shift would just finish.
Mm.
And they just pull over at the nearest stop and it's just, like, everyone off.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you don't wait there until, like, somebody else takes... Yeah, it's just the bizarrest thing.
Oh, I've been on ones where they just get out of the bus and just, like, leave the bus. And it would just sit there with the passengers on the bus until the... You know, somebody turned up and sometimes they weren't there or not. And yeah, so everybody's just sort of patiently waiting. And yeah, Grandpa Dog decides that he's going to drive the bus until he gets the call from Susie Sheep's mum that her car's broken down. And he basically just chucks the bus back into reverse and puts it back where he found it.
Yeah, yeah. And then fixes a car. Is it Granddad Dog? For some reason, I thought it was Mr. Bull.
No, it's Granddad.
No, you're right.
He's got the tow truck, yeah. So that is sort of all a bit of a fail. They sort of check back in with Daddy Pig and Mummy Rabbit, and things are escalating. Like Daddy Pig's covered in ice cream, and there are just more irate people all just standing there looking at him while he's while he's failing completely to scoop ice cream. And then back to Mummy Rabbit as well, where the groceries are just sort of piling up and on the ground, and all the same customers are all still there.
And then the finish of the episode is once they finish all their jobs, they all grab some flowers and come round to back to the rabbit house to wish Miss Rabbit, give her some flowers and hope she's getting better, because no one can do what Miss Rabbit does.
No. Well, I mean, no one can do what Mummy Rabbit does too, by the looks of things.
No.
I mean, what an episode. It's very, very good.
It's excellent.
You know, like I said, it certainly sets a high bar that we try to stick to. But again, it's that real, the self-awareness of it and just the funniness and the... And yeah, it just kind of has it all, really. I think that when we started this podcast, I think this was the kind of stuff that we were serving up every week. So, you know, like you said, there's been plenty of highs along the way, and we have struggled through, you know, some duds in there, all, you know, ones that don't really go anywhere. But it does get us excited when we start talking about shows like this.
This is the longest run we've had of really good, of well above average. And this is certainly well above average. This is one of the best ones so far, I reckon.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Might not be the best, but yeah, it's definitely right up there. You know, just that it's a little bit more widescreen in that, you know, it's not just about, you know, kids learning about something like, you know, it's only a few weeks ago that they had that goddamn spring episode, was it? Or summer or whatever it was. There was just some, you know, nonsense general information for kids just, you know, slapped together.
It might have been the turning point, I think. It might have been the, you know, like you said, they just rushed the single out. They just sort of painting by numbers a little bit, and it was a shake up, and it's like, no, we've got to, you know, shake things up here. We've got to strive to a higher standard here. Let's take some risks, and I think
we're better than this.
We're reaping the benefits right now.
Yeah. Because this isn't just simple, you know, this is a really nuanced message for kids to, you know, and parents watching, not to take people for granted, not to judge, you know, people, to appreciate others. It's good. It's top shelf stuff.
Certainly is, and hopefully they will we'll keep on rolling. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening. You know, we always love doing it when we get to do cracker episodes like that. And I'm confident it's going to roll on next week when we've got Grampy Rabbit's Boatyard. I mean, Grampy Rabbit. I mean, it's just, it's a salivating prospect. Let's put it at that.
Heady days.
The salad days. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Josh, and good night, my little piggies.
Peppa Pig and Danny Dog and Freddy Fox and Wendy Wolf, Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony, all across the Pepperverse. Emily Allen.